धमाधावा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Get some chair, cut a chair back. They'll bring, I mean some chair for you. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Jayong Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribraja Kacharjo Ashtuttara Shatu Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaru Bindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadiv Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Uhapara, please sit there. There were some chairs there. Huh? Okay. Then get some ashrams here. Chair darkani. Chair dar. Hare Krishna. Actually, that pandal is flooded in. Like, you know, so we had to, although we knew that it would be quite packed. Hare Krishna. कौन अंग्रेजी नहीं समझते हैं तो हिंदी अनुवाद का जरूरत होगा किसको नहीं होगा हां हिंदी अनुवाद तो हिंदी अनुवाद पीछे हो रहा है हां ओ एफएम ओके वेरी गुड व्हाट अबाउट बंगाली अनुवाद बांग्ला अनुवाद होच्छे Okay, oh, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Ar Hindi ke koche? Oh, yeah, okay. Chita Hari, Hare Krishna. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 22 पृथु महाराज इज मीटिंग विद द कुमारस टेक्स 26। ঠিক বসে গেছে, ওকে দিয়ে দাও। সো ফাইনালি ইজ এগ্রিড টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট ইট। সরি অ্যাবাউট দ্যাট। সংস্কৃতানন্দ প্রভু यदा रतीर ब्रह्मनी नैष्ठिकी पुमान आचार्यवान ज्ञान विराग रंहसा दहती अविर्यम हृदयम जीवकोशम पञ्चात्मकं योनिं इबत्थितो अग्निः। सो दिस इज द वर्स ऑन द बोर्ड। ओके, यदा रतिर् ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमान आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विराग रंहसा दहत्तवीर्यम् हृदयम् जीवकोशम् पञ्चात्मकम् योनिम् इबत्थितोऽग्नि। यदा रतिर्ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमान् आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विराग रंहसा दहत्तवीर्यम् हृदयम् जीवकोशम् पञ्चात्मकम् योनिमिबोत्थितोऽग्नि। यदा रतिर्ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमान् आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विराग रंहसा दहत्तवीर्यं हृदयं जीवकोशम् पञ्चात्मकं योनिमवित्थितोऽग्नि।
यदा
रतिर्ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमान् आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विराग रंहसा
अत्यवीर्यम् हृदयम् जीवकोशम्
पञ्चात्मकम् पंचांत पंजोनि मिबोधितो अग्नि
यदा रतिर् ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमा
आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विरागरं
पञ्चात्मकञ्जोनिमिवोत्थितोऽग्निः
यदा
रतिर्ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमा आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विरागरं हसा दहत्य वीर्यं हृदयं जीवकोशम् पञ्चात्मकं योनिमिवोत्थितो आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विरागरं हसा पञ्चात्मकं योनिमिवोत्थितो मे
माताजीज
यदा रतिर्ब्रह्मणि नैष्ठिकी पुमा आचार्यवान् ज्ञान विरागरं हसा
यदा
when
रतिहि
attachment
ब्रह्मणि
in
the supreme personality of Godhead नैष्ठिकी fixed पुमान the person आचार्यवान completely surrendered to the spiritual master ज्ञाना knowledge Viraga, detachment, Ramhasa, by the force of Dahati, burns, Avirjam, important, Hridayam, within the heart, Jiva Kosham, the covering of the spirit soul, Pancha Atmakam, five elements, Yonim, source of birth, Eva, like, Uttitaha, emanating, Agni, fire. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Upon becoming fixed in His attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the grace of the spiritual master, and by awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. Please repeat after me. Upon becoming fixed in his attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the grace of the spiritual master And by awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. The door open is... Okay. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that both the Jivatma, the individual soul, and the Paramatma live together within the heart. The mic in Bengali is quite loud. So, okay, they can control the thing. The individual soul is liberated when it comes out of the material heart or cleanses the heart to make it spiritualized. The example given here is very appropriate. Jonim ibathito agni. Agni or fire comes out of wood, and by it the wood is completely destroyed. Similarly, when a living entity increases his attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is to be considered like fire. A blazing fire is visible by its exhibition of heat and light. Similarly, when the living entity within the heart becomes enlightened with full spiritual knowledge and detachment from the material world, he burns up his material covering of the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, and becomes free from the five kinds of material attachments, namely ignorance, false egoism, attachment to the material world, envy, and absorption in material consciousness. Therefore, Panchatmakam, as mentioned in this verse, refers to either the five elements or the five coverings of material contamination. When these are all burned into ashes by the blazing fire of knowledge and detachment, one is fixed firmly in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and advances one's attraction for Krishna by spiritual master's instructions, the five coverings of the living entity cannot be uncovered from the material heart. The living entity is centered within the heart, and to take him away from the heart is to liberate him. This is the process. One must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and by his instruction increase one's knowledge in devotional service, become detached from the material world and thus becomes liberated. An advanced devotee, therefore, does not live within the material body but within the spiritual body, just as a dry coconut lives detached from the coconut husk, even though within the husk. The pure devotee's body is therefore called Chinmay Sharira, spiritual body. In other words, a devotee's body is not connected with the material activities, and as such, a devotee is always liberated. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Srila Rupa Goswami also confirms this. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilasvapi avasthasu jivan muktasa uchate. Whatever his condition may be, one who is engaged fully with his body, mind, and speech in the service of the Lord is liberated, even within this body.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jada Ratir Brahmani Naishtiki Puman, Acharjavan Jnana Viraga Ramhasa, Dahatta Virjam Ridayam Jiva Kosham, Panchatmakam Jonim Ibathitogni. Upon becoming fixed in his attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the grace of the spiritual master, and by awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. So, Sanat Kumar, the chief of the four Kumaras, are here instructing Prithu Maharaj. Actually, Prithu Maharaj wanted to know what is the goal of life. What should one do? Now that one got a human form of life, now what is the objective? And then, Sanat Kumar here is instructing that one of the first thing that he mentioned is that one should become non-violent, ahimsa. And then he pointed out that the ahimsa it is possible to become non-violent only when one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And so, volume thoda bada dena. Who is controlling the mic? Hare Krishna. No, he's asking me. Yours and my volume. Now fine. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you for reminding me. So, and then he is coming to the very, very important consideration. The living entities are covered by five kosham. Those Prabhupada is pointing out that those five kosham can be considered as the five elements. The living entity in the heart, or the heart of the living entity, is covered by five elements. And it also can be considered as ignorance, then false ego, attachment to the material world, envy, and absorption in material consciousness. Like, these are the coverings of a spirit soul. The spirit soul is situated in the heart, and these are the coverings. Avidya, ignorance. Asmita, false ego. And in this way, he is covered with all kind envy and absorption in material consciousness and attachment to the material world. So the living entity becomes attached to the material nature. And what is the cause of that attachment? The cause of that attachment is avidya, ignorance. What is the ignorance? Ignorance is forgetfulness of Krishna. And the result of that ignorance leads to false ego. false ego, asmita, ahankar, I am. I am is there, but the problem is, I am this body. That is the problem. That I always remains, I always exists. I do not disappear. Like this is the problem with the Mayavadis. Or like they think that when one merges with Brahman, he becomes Brahman, losing his identity. But the real understanding, as we are seeing here, that the living entity never loses his identity. He remains. He may even, like merging into Brahman actually means going back to the spiritual world. Now by going back to the spiritual world, he doesn't lose his identity. His identity remains. But his identity then is in a liberated state. The identity, the individual, jiva, can remain in two situations. He is either conditioned or he is liberated. Nitya bagdha or nitya mukta. He is either liberated or he is bound. But he continues. Like it may appear that he has disappeared. From this perspective it may appear that he has disappeared. But he continues to exist. And in that respect, Srila Prabhupada gives an example, like a green bird, like a parrot. When it enters into a tree, he may merge in the green of the tree, but the bird continues to exist. We may not be able to see the bird, because the tree is green and the bird is green. Therefore, visibly we may not be able to discriminate, but the bird continues to exist. And so the jivas, the living entities, remain in two conditions, two states, conditioned. Condition means in the material nature. And to be in the material nature means being covered by these five elements, this body, or these five factors, that is the cause or that is the effect of his material conditioning. Avidya, ignorance. When does the ignorance take place? The ignorance takes place when one forgets Krishna. And when does one forget Krishna? When he turns away from Krishna. Krishna bohirmukh hoya bhogobancha kare. A living entity, the moment it turns away from Krishna, bohirmukh, mukh means face. And unmukh and bohirmukh. Unmukh means towards. And bohirmukh means away. So when we look towards Krishna, we see Krishna. But when we look away from Krishna, then we don't see Krishna. And that causes the ignorance. And then what happens? Nikatastha maya tare japotiya dhare. The maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, the bahiranga shakti of the Lord, who is nikatastha, just next to him. Maya is not far away from Krishna. Maya is just next to him. As soon as the living entity turns his face away from Krishna, maya, japoti adhari, tightly grabs him. And then the living entity becomes covered by the influence of maya. What is the first covering? The first covering is the covering of ignorance, the covering of false ego, ahankar. The moment he looks towards maya, he immediately develops the desire to enjoy this inferior energy of the Lord. Because it's the nature of the superior to exploit the inferior, Lord over the inferior. This nature is inferior. We are superior. The jivas are superior. And Because the jivas are coming from the superior energy, and although the jivas are minute, it has a tendency to lord over this material nature. And that desire to lord over is the covering of false ego. Then he starts to plan, how am I going to enjoy this material nature? That causes the second covering, the covering of intelligence. And then his consciousness constantly flows towards the material direction through the medium of the mind, the third covering. So in this way, the living entity becomes bound with these three coverings of subtle elements. False ego, intelligence, and mind. And then, according to his desire, the material nature provides him a body, provides him with a body made of these five elements, the gross body. So first, the bondages of the subtle body, then the bondages of the gross body. With these two bodies, two material bodies, the living entities become trapped, becomes imprisoned within this material nature. Now, the consideration here is that we become free from the bondage of the gross body at the time of death. Actually, death is a wonderful opportunity. We become free from the bondage of this body. But the problem is the subtle body remains. The subtle body doesn't die. And the subtle body carries us from one body to another, transmigrating the soul from one body to another. As we act, accordingly we develop the shape of the subtle body. And accordingly, material nature provides us an appropriate gross body. All our actions leave their imprint in the subtle body. We notice that, like when we do something good, how do we feel? We feel elated. When we do something bad, even though nobody saw us, how do we feel? We feel heavy, we feel guilty. So this is how actually every single action leaves its imprint in the subtle body. And accordingly, the subtle body takes his shape. Like sometimes we say, oh, that person is like an angel. Why? Because his activities are like that of an angel. And as a result of that, his subtle body takes the shape of an angel's. And sometimes we say, oh, that man is an animal. Why? Because his activities are like that of an animal. And those activities leave their impressions in the subtle body, and as a result of that, the subtle body takes the shape. Subtle body becomes the body, subtle body of an angel, or a subtle body of an animal. And then Mother Nature, according to the shape of the subtle body, places him in an appropriate womb to come up with a gross body. So this is how the living entity is constantly traveling in this material nature. So the subtle body doesn't die. Now the question is, how can one get rid of the subtle body? And it has been pointed out that the only way one can be freed from his subtle body by being engaged in devotional service. Sanat Kumar is pointing out here, that when one acts according to the, when one becomes engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, then he becomes free from the bondage of the subtle body. The soul becomes free from the bondage of the subtle body. Why this emphasis on under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master? Because the bona fide spiritual master, a personality who is a devotee of the Lord, who bona fide means who has been initiated himself by a bona fide spiritual master, has the knowledge. Otherwise, this knowledge is not possible. Transcendental knowledge is not possible unless one is belonging to a bona fide sampradaya. A bona fide Vaishnav sampradaya. Because these sampradayas, in a chain of disciplic succession, is transmitting that spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge, from the spiritual world down to this material nature. Otherwise, from this material nature, there is no way one can understand the spiritual reality. These four sampradayas are important because the transcendental knowledge, the knowledge that is beyond, transcendental means beyond our sense perception. This knowledge that is beyond our sense perception, the reality that is beyond our sense perception, cannot be acquired by any other means, but the source from there. Unless the source is from there, we cannot possibly have that knowledge. And there are four bona fide sources. Krishna gave that knowledge to Brahma. Lakshmi gave the knowledge Lakshmi imparted the knowledge. I don't know the root of their sampradaya, who Lakshmi gave it to first. Then Lord Shiva gave it. And then four Kumaras gave it. Actually, as a matter of fact, all three of them received it from Krishna. Lakshmi received it from Krishna and she started to give it. Brahma received it. So these are Brahma received from Krishna, Lakshmi received from Krishna, four Kumaras received from Krishna, Lord Shiva received from Krishna. And they started to distribute this knowledge. And these are the four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas. Brahma, Shri, Kumar and Rudra. These four. Chattara Kshitipavana. These four sampradayas are the only possibility of becoming free from the bondage of this material nature. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrsingadev ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, and what do these four sampradayas instruct? All the four sampradayas are just saying, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Because without being surrendered to Krishna, without being engaged in devotional service, there is no way we can become free from this material bondage. Okay, as I was saying, the bondage of the subtle body. Subtle body is composed of mind, intelligence and false ego. So, mind, the bondage of mind. How can we be free from the bondage of mind? Manmana bhava. What does the devotional service teach us? Manmana bhava. With the mind, you just think of Krishna. Materially, our mind is constantly flowing towards the material direction, towards the objects of the senses, through the senses. Dhayate vishayan punksha. Dhayate vishayan punksha. Vishaya, towards the objects of the material world. And all these objects are the objects of sense gratification. And as a result of sangaste shupajayate, one becomes entangled in this material nature. So that is the material condition. The mind is the cause of our bondage. Because the mind is flowing through the senses. Mind is actually a sense. It's the internal sense, the sixth sense, the receptacle of all the other senses, the center point of all the other senses. And mind is, as I mentioned earlier, mind is the medium for the consciousness to flow in this direction. But when one becomes engaged in devotional service, what does devotional service mean? Devotional service means always remember Krishna and never forget Him. Man mana bhava, with your mind simply think of Krishna and nothing else. That's the point. That means the mind now, the consciousness now, instead of flowing in this direction, projected towards that direction. So when it's projected towards that direction, towards Krishna, there is no possibility for the mind to become entangled in the material activities. So this is how, when the mind is constantly thinking of Krishna, then the mind becomes spiritualized. As I mentioned, the mind, intelligence and false ego, they will not be destroyed. We won't be able to give them up like that, as we do with the gross body. At the time of death, we just give up the gross body. Just finished. Good riddance from a bad rubbish. That is what death actually provides the opportunity. But the mind don't die like the gross body. But the mind will become transformed. The subtle body will become spiritualized, by constantly thinking about Krishna, the mind is spiritualized. And in this way, when one is constantly engaged, here the point is, how does the mind constantly think of Krishna? By being engaged. By being engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise it's not possible. Only when the senses become purified, then only can the mind become freed from material bondage. And how can the senses be purified? By being engaged in serving Krishna. So in this way, when all the senses are engaged in serving Krishna, then the mind becomes purified. Devotional service means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Devotional service doesn't mean sitting in one corner and just try to remember Krishna's pastimes. That is there. That happens, but at a very advanced stage. But when we are in the conditioned stage, when we are the slaves of our senses, it'll be very difficult to meditate on Krishna sitting in one point, one place. And that's why Prabhupada was so critical about this nirjan bhajan, solitary meditation, solitary chanting. No, engage your senses. And when the senses are engaged in Krishna's service, then the mind will become automatically absorbed in Krishna. So in this way, when one is absorbed in Krishna service, serving Krishna, then the mind becomes spiritualized. And when one is engaged in serving Krishna in this way, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam buddhi yogam tam. This is how buddhi, the intelligence, is spiritualized. This buddhi that is there just to always think, how am I going to enjoy this material nature? How am I going to enjoy this material nature and plan accordingly? Now it has been spiritualized and it has become buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Spiritualized intelligence. Instead of thinking, how am I going to enjoy this material nature? He is thinking, how am I going to serve Krishna? And that also not independently, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. And ultimately under the guidance of Jogomaya. is a Jogamaya who actually engages a living entity in the service of Krishna. So, buddhi yogam, buddhi spiritualized. And then in this way, when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, then what happens to false ego? Jiver sarupai, Krishner nittadas. So now false ego has been dissolved. The false ego has been spiritualized and one has become an eternal servant of Krishna. So that stage is called Jivan Mukta stage, as it has been pointed out by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha jasya harir dasye karmana, the activities, manasa, gira, speech. Activities, manasa, activities of the mind, and gira, with his speech. When all, by all his activities, all of the body and mind, gross body and subtle body are engaged in serving Krishna. And then what happens? Then one only speaks about Krishna, gira. The speech is now engaged only in serving Krishna. Karmana, manasa, gira. Then, nikhilasapi avasthasu, irrespective of in whichever condition he may be in, jivan mukta sauchyate. He is liberated, jivan mukta. Although, and Prabhupada is describing, what is this jivan mukta stage? Jivan mukta stage is, he is in this material body, but a pure spirit soul, no subtle body. He is in gross body, but a pure spirit soul is within this gross body. And about that, Prabhupada is making that point. Then is his body material? Prabhupada is saying no, spiritualized. Just as iron in contact with fire, when it becomes red hot, is it iron? It's fire. So, the living entity, although dwelling in this gross material body, but he doesn't have a subtle body. He is a spiritual body. He is spiritualized. He is living with his spiritual identity in this gross body. That state also has another expression that is called Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi. He is situated, he has achieved his perfected spiritual identity, Swarup. He is situated in his Swarup, Swarup Siddhi. And this is actually a definition of Swarup Siddhi. Iha jasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilasapi avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. He is not conditioned anymore. He is a liberated soul, even though in this material nature, in this apparently material body. And then this material body one cannot get rid of like that by dint of his own whims or by dint of his own endeavor. Material body is a gift of Mother Nature. So she will decide when we should be free from this material body. So, and in due course of time, Mother Nature says, okay, now you free from this gross bondage also, gross body also. So then, that person goes back to the spiritual world, and that state is called Vastu Siddhi. He has perfected his spiritual identity in the spiritual reality.